Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you sure this thing is functional? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. It's painful to be distracted at a very heightened moment like this, you know. But let's pray in tongues for just a minute, so that the next few things I'm about to say will sink into your spirit very well. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost, somebody. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Do you know, it's not, don't reduce it. Don't reduce it like that. Do you know, it's not what something just happened to my hand now. Whenever God wants to move, you know what happened to Pastor Chris?
Yes, sir.
You know, it started from our robots.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That power, in those of you that have read his biography, it comes like that. You know God is about to do something. You know what God is about to do. Even the blind will know it's a miracle.
Yes, sir.
There are things that happen, they are too good to be true. It's called the hand of the Lord. When it came on something, he tore the mouth of a lion. When it came on Elisha, he parted the sea. My God, that power is available for this meeting. Let me tell you something. God has not called the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain. This is the place where mighty men are made. Saviors are rising from every move of God. A savior rises from every move of God. A savior rises. You might be the savior. Can you pray? Can you pray and say, Lord, my destiny opens up here. My destiny opens up here. I will not die a pauper. I will not die with this limitation. I will ascend as a man ordained of God. My God, somebody is not praying enough. Can you touch something? There are prayers that are born out of pain, born out of the secret place, born out of prayer, consistent prayer, heartfelt prayer. Somebody pray. Somebody intercede. My God, I said intercede. Your destiny is on the line. And generations are waiting for you. They are connected to your partnership. Can you partner with God this evening? Pray! Pray! deliverance is about to come upon the people. My God, my God, my God, my God. They don't know what is coming. They don't know what is coming. The foundations of the earth feel the power of God. The foundations of the universe feel the presence of God. My God. Hey, pray, pray, pray. Jesus, Jesus. Ah, yeah, Jesus. Oh God, oh God, more, more. I said more, more, more. Prayer power, more. I am more than this, oh. I am more than this. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men, so they will glorify thy Father which is in heaven. Listen to me. Until the light is shining, you cannot stop. You cannot stop, my dear. You cannot stop. Can you pray some more? Pray some more. Pray some more. It is not shining. Ekabande, Sabina, Akata, Ikemene, Ekati, Ekete, Ifunai, Patei, Patei, Ekumanai. Jesus, more, more, more. I said more, more. Oh Lord, my God, I will not die like this. More. There has to be more. I said there has to be more. I am tired of the status quo. There has to be more. I said there is more. Come on, press further. Jesus is sending us. We are going to Imo State. But that's what? We are going as deliverers. We are going as saviors. I hope you know there will be resistance. You need more. More, Jesus. More. Somebody pray more, Jesus, more in this flesh. I need to be more than this. I must carry something of substance. Hey. I must carry substance, an undeniable presence. An undeniable presence. A presence you cannot deny. A presence you cannot deny. Power undeniable. Hey, somebody pray. You are not there yet. You are not there yet. Why are you tired? You are not there yet. There is more. They are waiting for us. Imo State needs the power of God. Jesus, more. I said more. More, 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 more. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, more. More. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Just yesterday, we met a lady. Listen to me. We met a lady. She said she was, her one of her legs was 2 inches shorter than the other. And then 2 or 3 inches shorter. It was so evident. She was limping so much. So I said that they should call her. Maybe we could pray for her. And then we didn't need to preach too much. We called her and we told her, do you know your legs can go back together? And she was like, really? She was laughing about the whole thing. And by the time we began to pray, the power of God came to her leg. It began to vibrate. The leg began to vibrate. She could feel it growing out. See, I'm telling you, when the power is there, you will not talk too much. You are preaching too much. We are in a generation of too much theories because there is no grace. You have grace, but it's not enough. You need more. You need more. You need to come to a point no devil in hell can deny the presence of God that you carry. You need to come to a point where you become an envoy of his manifest presence, an envoy of the dynamis of God, an envoy of the anakazu of the Holy Ghost, the power to compel men to salvation, the power to compel men to the gathering of the saints. Oh my God, something is coming on somebody. Somebody that can pray. Somebody that can pray. My destiny cannot be like this. Jesus, more. Hey, I tell you, even as a ministry, we have not been able to record one tenth of the magnificent hand of God that we have seen. I am telling you, listen to me. Coming from state to state, the blind we see, the lame we walk, the deaf we hear. And I tell you, I am not making mere words. You will see it happen. Even the dead will rise. Madmen will be cleansed. Every madman of Gadara in Imo state, hear the word of the Lord. Be made whole. Even as you are praying, mantles are coming on people. I sell mantles. The devil in you is coming out. My God, angels, specific assignments have filled the atmosphere. Even those hearing my voice right now, receive this impartation. I said, no! Something is happening. Something heavy, undeniable outpour, undeniable outpour. It's undeniable. 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 You cannot deny it. I said you can't deny it. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Undeniable. 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 Oh Jesus, Jesus, oh my God, every bit of my soul is praying, Jesus. Deliverance upon Imo State. Somebody is not praying, no. Somebody is not praying, no. And Jesus prayed until his countenance was transfigured, until something more came. Jesus did not stop. Until something more came, and when he stepped out, demons were subject. My God, there was such a grace that even the blind could know that he was passing. The grace was so much that even the blind knew he was passing. How long are you going to remain cold as a believer? Is it not in your Bible? I have set you as a light to the earth, the salt of the earth, that the city set on the hill cannot be hidden. How long shall you remain like this? How long shall you remain in darkness? Come on, rise, rise, rise. Somebody come out. Come out, come out. Somebody, somebody. I said, rise, rise, rise. Oh, thou deliverer, come out. Hey, hey, did God not say you are a deliverer? Did God not say you are rude? Where are you? I said, come out! His power, my God. Now listen to me. In Jesus' mighty name, this is a ministry that believes in the miraculous. Do you know what? I said, on no account should it go down. Please, let's work together. If you have not seen miracles before, you will see in this meeting. Those of us that have been with us in past meetings, we know that you will not, because it's easier to say, is it not falling under the anointing? No. No, you will see miracles. One day, I was passing, and I passed a mad person. In his madness, rather, he knew somebody was passing. In his madness. That was then I knew that God was doing something with me. I need to be serious. Praise the Lord. And ever since then, it has been one level of the miraculous to the other. This meeting will help you to know more about God. In this meeting, you will learn how to walk in the miraculous. One of the mandates of this network is to teach people the order of the anointing. How to operate in the anointing. If the anointing that you operate in only makes people to fall under the anointing, you're not anointed, though. Say, you know. Because if an atheist, you enter your meeting, you're in trouble. He will indoctrinate all your people out of your fellowship. But there's a level of the power of God a man will see. You will know. Even science will say, it's true, God is real. Even the doctors around will admit. But if people are falling under the anointing, even the doctors will follow and say, oh God, you are scamming people. Even in our meeting, people that fall under the anointing stand up with testimonies. Go and verify. So I'm saying this thing so that as you are here, you will know how to receive. You will know that this is not the normal gathering you are used to. So that you can help to channel your faith. That even as you are partnering in this move, something of substance is resting on your head. The former JCCF General Secretary managed to come for our first conference. As at the time he came, he was not experiencing any move of the Spirit in his life. After the impartation and he left, my brother became so anointed that if he's looking for you and you come within the vicinity where he's looking for you, he will detect your presence and he will describe what you are wearing and describe where you are. One encounter. So you can see, guys, beyond just falling under the anointing, that you should be able to step out and the evidence is open to all. Unbelievers can look at you and say, we can see an effulgence of light. They can see you and know something has changed. If the only thing that changes in your life is your prayer life, Baba, go back and pray. You didn't pray well. Or you prayed amiss. Because last time I checked, when Jesus prayed, there was a transfiguration. Every time he met with the master, something was evident that all men knew. He just met with the master. I remember one time, after spending 4 hours, 2-3 hours with the Holy Ghost, when I came out, I'm not lying, I'm telling you, this thing happened. As I passed, everybody turned. Everybody was turning back. I wasn't wearing anything special. I was wearing house clothes. Everybody turned back. Because a man that truly came for the presence is transfigured. Yes, everybody knows that something has happened. Everybody knows that something has happened. Even as you step out of this building today, you will go back to that hostel and they will know something has happened.
Yes, sir.
So I'm not the fan of theoretical Christianity. If it's not working, it's not working. If it's working, it's working. And that is the God of the Hebrews. The God that many churches are serving is not the one of the Hebrews. He's another one. But if it is the God of the Hebrews, if you stayed with him, it will show. Even non-believers can tell you you are coming from somewhere. Because light is not hidden in darkness, no matter how dim. It's not hidden in darkness. They know something is there. Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, who is that man that lights a candle and puts it under a bushel? He says, you are a city set on a hill. Cannot be hidden. Cannot be hidden. Cannot be hidden. There are many times I tried to hide that I was a minister. And the Baba, who is a secular guy, will look at me. One glance. And he says, you are a minister. One glance. One glance. Even when I'm not with the Bible. Because the light has become so evident. It is so much. A life spent with the Holy Ghost can transform the nations. A life spent with the Holy Ghost can transform the nations. You have wasted your life too much. Are you not tired? Can you tell God, Lord, lay your hands on me, let something of substance come. Let it be so evident. Things are so hard for you because there's nothing of substance. Something can come upon a man and he becomes too good. He becomes too great. He becomes too visible. I can't hear that voice of prayer. Jesus, give me something. Hey, can somebody pray? I said pray. Jesus, put something upon my life. I cannot remain like this. You did not call the seed of Jacob to seek revenge. Oh Lord, give me something. Something my generation cannot ignore. Give me something. Oh God, my life is a light. Jesus, hey. Eketone, Ebenedina Satai, Ekatene, Ekatunatai. My God, I cannot hear the prayer of the saints, so it's like the people here are not hungry enough. The power of God is always commensurate to your depth of hunger. Can somebody let the master know that you are hungry? Hungry for more, for more, for more. Hungry for more, hungry for more. I believe in the gospel. I believe in miracles. I believe in signs and wonders. Oh Lord, make me such doer. Make me such doer. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Make me such doer. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Where is the generation that when they said miracle services, all the hospitals are already preparing to bring their sick? But these days, you say miracle service, they said, shall we even go? Hey, my God, the power is beginning to go away. But God sent me. He said, David, I'm sending you to make that mark again, to bring that Ketchikuma's grace back to the body of Christ. Let the world know that signs and wonders still exist. Let the world know that that dexterity of power can be displayed even upon the earth. Let them know that when they looked at Paul and called them Swiss and Ernest, that they can look at believers today and call them that name, because we can carry so much power, so much power, so much exousia, so much dynamis. Jesus, Jesus, power, power everywhere, power, power everywhere, undeniable, undeniable grace, undeniable. Somebody pray, somebody pray. If you are not tired, pray. Jesus, my life, my life. Hey God, my life. Somebody pray. Few more minutes. Few more minutes. Give me the handkerchief. Give me the handkerchief. Something is about to happen here. Are you ready to receive? I have not called the seed of Jacob to seek me in vain. Who is ready to receive here? I have not called the seed of Jacob. I don't know about you, but the power of God is coming on almost everybody here. The power of God is coming heavy. My God, oh, hey, Jesus, everywhere. Hey, 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 something is happening, something heavy is coming, something is coming. You cannot deny it. It is the touch of the Holy Ghost. You cannot deny it. From the tip of your head to the sole of your feet, an avalanche of power, an avalanche of power all over this atmosphere. Jesus now. Jesus now. All over this atmosphere. My God. Hey. Hey. The master is here. The giver of grace. The administrator of the anointing. All over this place. All over this place. As I stretch my hands. All over this place. Oh, master, master. Now, now. Yes. 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 Yes, Jesus. Oh, my God. My God, from the tip of your head to the sole of your feet, feel the hug of the Holy Ghost. Feel the touch of the Holy Ghost. Right now, help them. Right now, all over this atmosphere. Soaked with His grace, soaked with His power. A fresh impartation. A fresh impartation. A fresh impartation. A fresh impartation. Pray, pray, pray. Pray, pray, pray. Pray. Now God is said to do. God is said to do. What He wants to do. Join your hands together, two by two, and lift it up, and stay away from the wall. Because what is about to come on you is very heavy. I need two strong guys to be my ushers. I will pray for you separately. But sometimes we do this not because we just want people to follow under the anointing, no. But because the power that will come will be too much. You won't be able to hold it. I'm telling you. And we need to be prepared. Alright? Some of us are witnesses of what happened in Ogun State. When we went there, one whole session at once. So they were not ready. And it almost caused problems. So normally, I always tell people to be ready because God tells me it's about to happen. I see it, that it's about to happen. And so we prepare ourselves. They were not ready in Madam Wood or Eater's meeting. And a man just shot, bam, and broke the lips. And so, thank God the woman was just too anointed. She fixed it back. A woman in charge of our reality as a believer. How can you be telling me that school is dictating your reality for you? How? Did God not say you are a priest? That you are called a royal priest? Did God not tell you that you are God on the earth? In Psalm 82 verse 6, how come mortal men are dictating your reality? How come men that are born from the womb of another man is dictating your reality? How? How can you be an ambassador of the kingdom if men keep detecting your realities? If COVID-19 could not stop infernal conference from holding, there is nothing and nobody born of a woman and no demon in hell that can stop this ministry and that can stop any man that gets this revelation. Are you hearing me? Do you know what the Lord was telling me while I was standing outside? He said to me, anybody that stands in your way, it will be a bloodbath for that person. I am telling you, nobody born of a woman can stop me. I am a man sent as an assignment from God. I was given a mandate. God appeared to me in the chapel in Lagos and he said to me, I am sending you to save men from decadence. I am a man sent on assignment. You cannot stop that which the Lord has intended. You cannot. And do you know another thing? As this meeting is going on, God is raising men and women that will continue his agenda. The question now is, would you be part of them? I wish there was keyboard here. We would have played with the move of the Spirit a little bit. My God, lift those hands up. I said I need two guys that will just help me. Or three of you, just help me. The Lord said to me years ago, he said, David, I will give you the anointing anytime you want it, as far as you stay on course with my agenda. I have had many distractions, but you see, the agenda of God has stayed there. I've stayed there, and God said to me, because you have made up your mind, me too, I've made up my mind to partner with you with the anointing, and it has never failed. Last Sunday, we saw a lady lift her crutches. It happened like it was nothing. She had been there for a year. Four surgeries within a year. Four. Doctor said there's no way she's dropping it. And in just few minutes, the glory of God came. It came up as God promised me. It came. Now we are going to Imo State. I tell you by the Spirit, the miracles you have not seen in a long time. Hey, my God, overwhelming power, overwhelming grace. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Apostle Paul. And God wrought special miracles. Hey, Sinai, Eketele, even as I am talking, the anointing will begin to come on some people. Even as I'm talking, the power of God will begin to come. Something is entering your system. Come on, let it flow. My God, Jesus, all over this place. Jesus, all over this place. Now! Hey! My God! Overwhelming! Jesus! Hey! Listen to me. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Somebody here is transcending to another level. Somebody here is moving to another level of higher command. Higher command, help them. Higher command is about spreading. It's spreading like fire. It's spreading like fire. Jesus, overwhelming. My God, make something out of these ones. Your life cannot be small. That giant in you is rising. The Lord has said to you, you are the savior of your family. You cannot afford to be small. You cannot afford to be at this level. You need to rise. There are people waiting for you. They are waiting for your rising. You need to come up. You need to mount eagles. You need to mount your wings like the eagles. Come on. Breakthrough. Somebody breakthrough. I said breakthrough. You cannot be tired. Breakthrough. Somebody is breaking through. Somebody is breaking through. I saw fire. Come on, everybody's head here. I saw fire. Somebody is breaking through. You can't go beyond this level. There is something more. There is always something more. That melody you are receiving in the spirit, there is something more. There is something more. There is something more. Receive it now. Receive it now. There is something more. There is something more. There is something more. There is something more. Don't let it stop. Receive it. Receive it. There is something more. My God, is that all? There is something more. Receive. There is something more. God is making giants. He's making you until you become like him in experience. Enough of too much talk. You must become like him in experience. In experience. Something unusual. When you step out of this place, as you pass by them, they will feel the presence of his majesty. They will know you are coming from Shekinah. They will know you are coming from that place, the abode of the king. The abode of the king. Something unique. See, can I tell you something? I'm excited. I am excited because after now, some of you will go back and you will begin to experience power unconsciously. Hey, I don't think you understand. The Bible says, listen, the oil on head of Aaron will roll down. Because you came here this evening, something great is coming on you. Something that your generation will feel from. Come on. Join your hands together. Only 3 years. Join it together. No, just walk. There is something more that can come on you. Something heavy. You can't have enough of it. There is always more. Is somebody ready to receive more? Come on, begin to receive. Oh yeah, take, take. I said, take. Now, Jesus, all over this place, the four of them, the mantle of a general, God will begin to use you in your various dimensions around the world. You will rise and deliver. Jesus, now. Now, Jesus, take. Jesus, fresh. Steer their back so it's heavy on them. Hey, my God, you are my daddy. My God, something heavy. Only if you can believe, nothing shall be impossible to him that believes. God wants to make you his right hand man. God wants to make you his battle axe. Some of you, there is a problem in your family. The anointing that is coming on you now is supposed to be that solution. That you will go back to your home and you will speak a word and it will stand as law. Somebody begin to receive. Something heavy. It's heavy, oh. It's heavy, oh. atmosphere. A grace that your generation cannot deny. Something your generation cannot deny. Something your generation cannot deny. Your majesty, Jesus. Something your generation cannot deny. Something they cannot deny. Something they cannot deny. Something they cannot deny. Something they cannot deny, Jesus. Something they cannot deny. 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 Lord, something they cannot deny. Something they cannot deny. It's undeniable. You are just carrying it. And you know what? You are just carrying it. It's undeniable. The grace is so much. The grace is so much. The grace is so much. It's undeniable. You cannot deny it. As you step out of this place, you will minister as one called of God. You will begin to receive mysteries from the Holy Ghost. As a mantle to mentor a generation comes upon you. The mantle to mentor a generation comes upon you. Do you know what it means? That God will give you the grace, the fortitude to stand on the pulpit of a generation. That means you have a capacity bestowed upon you by God. You are my daddy. Ene komane sekina ekedo tekila de banai. I am communicating with my angels. And do you know what they tell me? They say they are ready for the assignment. Ekinai, ekinai satai. I. Hey. Woo. I am vibrating with the power of God all over my system. As I move by you, as I pass by you, the power of God bestows upon your very people. Sekunai ekatende. Pray, somebody pray. God is not done yet. God is not done yet. Come, Chama. God is not done yet. 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 Lift up your hands. Look, face me. And lift up your hands. And say, Lord, I'm ready to go to the next level. Listen to me. You think that every level you are is enough until you meet a challenge that supersedes that level of grace. Then you will know that increasing is something that needs to be constant. You need to keep going. That's why the Bible says that the path of the just is a shining light that shines more and more until the perfect day. Meaning that you are supposed to keep going. You are supposed to keep going. Can somebody say, Lord, I need more? You are my daddy. Lord, I need more. Lord, I need more. Hey, Jesus, more. Lord, I need more. Lift up your hand, Choma. I'm beginning to say, Lord, I'm ready. Lord, I need more. I don't need to lay hands on you. Even where you are standing, if you know that you are not yet received the numbers you should, as I'm talking to you now, the power of God will meet you where you are, even yet again, and you will receive. And you will receive. And you will receive. Right where you are. Right where you are. Let where you are, and you will receive. There is always more. Who told you that this is all there is? Yes, I know you can pray now. Yes, I know you are seeing a level of God. But I'm telling you, there's more. Compared to where you are now, I said there's more. And do you know what? This is a platform to usher you. Usher you as you rise. As you begin to soar in the spirit. As a general ordained of God, to be relevant in this season. You are giving the words of God for your generation. Rise. Dear daughter of Zion, rise! Come on! Rise beyond this level. Rise beyond this status quo. You can go higher than this. My God, from the tip of your head to the sole of your feet, rise beyond this status quo. Not tired of receiving, and you want more, come and form a line in my front here with your hands stretched out. If you know you need more, you want to leave this current level, come and stay in my front. If it's everybody of you, come and everybody, just come fast so we can do and get out of here. Stretch your hands like you want to receive something. God is about to do something unique and amazing. Listen to me. After now, your level of command in the spirit will increase. Some of you will discover that your words are now coming to pass, that you can stand and speak and actually see it happen. Leaders, after he received an impartation, spoke to somebody who was electrocuted. The flesh was open. After saying that, his body will fill up. Do you know? The thing filled up. It closed at the command of his word. At the command. I am saying this so you can know and open your heart. Stretch both your hands like you want to receive something. I need people at their backs because it's going to come heavy. It's going to come heavy. Such as I have. Such as I have. Setende. Ensinate. Petuna Sania. Such as I have. Such as I have. Jesus. Such as I have. Jesus. Such as I have. Such as I have. Jesus, such as I have, such as I have, such as I have. Listen to me. Listen to me. When the Bible said, before the increase came, and the prophet told them, go and borrow vessels. In this scenario, vessels is the expansion of your mindset that you can actually believe this thing is coming. Begin to coordinate your mind. I'm going to pray again because there is what I saw that should happen and it hasn't happened. Something heavy like electricity. Some of you will feel it. Like something came like a mantle of electricity. Get your back fast. Like a mantle of electricity. It's going to come heavy, heavy. Too good to be true. So much power. So much power. So much power. So much power. So much grace. So much power. So much power. Lord, let it shine. Come on. Jesus, overwhelming power now. Holy Ghost. Jesus. Jesus. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Jesus, oh Lord, my God, let Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine, Jesus. Let it shine. 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 Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. I can tell you, Imo State is not ready for what is coming. They aren't ready. Something heavy. Something undeniable. Who has been having problems with their knee? I'm seeing somebody here. You had an issue with your knee. Who is that? There's somebody in this place. I'm seeing an issue with the knee. Who is that? Your knee. Your leg. Who is that? Somebody in our midst. You have an issue with your leg. Something like a pain or something like that. If I have not prayed for you, please come. Let me pray for you quickly. So we can do a brief orientation. Holy Spirit of God, Lord, a double portion of your grace and anointing, the one you have bestowed upon my life, Jesus, let it flow right now. Let it flow. Let it flow. Aye, out of my belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Let it flow, Jesus. Let it flow, Jesus. Let it flow. Every other person, make sure you are praying. Let it flow, Jesus. Let it flow, Jesus. My God. Power of God. Come on, please, come on. Jesus. Jesus, come and stand at his back. Jesus, such as I have, such as I have, Holy Ghost, such as I have, such as I have, such as I have, such as I have, Holy Lord, such as I have, your labor in the spirit, Lord, an increase, especially for the assignment at hand, an increase, Jesus, an increase, Master, an increase, an increase, an increase, an increase. Your name is holy. Hallelujah. 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 Pray in the spirit, somebody. Shana kinda kelebene. Pray in the Holy Ghost. For just 3 minutes. Come. Wait and begin to pray. Somebody stay at the back. This is what I saw in my visions. Something is about to happen again. Something is, I don't know. I don't know, but I'm seeing her. And I'm seeing the anointing come on two other people. I don't know what God wants to do. But I'm seeing it come on her and two other people in the audience. Every lady in this place, close your eyes. My God, my God. I said, stay at her back. My God. Only if thou canst believe. My God, my God, my God, my God. All over this place. All over this place. The manifest presence of God. Your name is holy all over this place. All over this place. At the count of seven, all over this place. One, two, three. Everybody close your eyes. Four, five, six, seven. Now, Holy Ghost. Jesus, now, Jesus. 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 Help them. All over this place. An avalanche of power. An avalanche of power. There is never enough. There is never enough. I need somebody at the back of two of them. Two of them. I'm seeing the power of God again. I'm seeing the power of God. Take, 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 take. Come on, take, take. I shall receive it. Receive it, receive it. My God, my God, my God. Jesus, Jesus. I shall pass by you. I shall pass by you. I shall pass by you. Come on, come on. Everywhere, everywhere. Jesus. My God. My God. My God, it will be indeed undeniable. As you step out of this place, nobody will be able to deny what has happened to you tonight. Because you are going out with so much power. And the earnest prayer of the righteous man maketh much dunamis available. I don't know how many of you came here with family challenges, but listen to me. I stand as one called of God, and I challenge any ancestral curse that followed anybody here, I challenge any family issue that followed anybody here, and I say, by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, in less than 24 hours, if there is any strong man in anybody's home, that person goes down now. In 24 hours, I command favor in your family. I can't hear your believing amen. I said I cannot hear your believing amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.